Good morning, Big Chow Man. So here we are, travelling to Bumfuckistan at about 50 k's an hour, and I just turn off this light because the magic voices in my head are saying there might be cops in this town. You better not have an interior light running when you go into it. It'll give them something to contemplate, and they won't want to stop you to find out why you have an interior light running. So yeah. So yes, am I feeling lucky? Which turn off will I take, the first one or the second one? Off. And that's not the turn off. But this is a turn off. Because it's got friendly little lights in the front yard. That say if you fuck up, we'll shoot you. And back on with the living joy of living light of death. Yes, the kangaroos are back in the area. And so when I had that when I hit that little kangaroo about 2 months ago, I think. I was testing all these different light combinations. And so I was essentially, you know, driving along in the middle of nowhere, just using the parking lights only, doing about 40 k's an hour, while I was holding all these different lights, beams and sizes and projections and all this sort of shit out the window and seeing what they're like over distance, and in the dark, in the almost total darkness, this herd of kangaroos ran straight across the road in front of me, and this one got hit, you know, and yeah, it gave me a fucking hell of a fright. But like I said, I was only doing about maybe 40 k's an hour. But, you know, I could say, what if, no, you know, kangaroos just do run across the road in front of vehicles, you know. So the fact that I only had the parking lights on and I was doing 40 k's an hour, so I wasn't blinded. So I wasn't blinded, and now it ran across the road in front of me anyhow, you know? Fuck. So here we are. Now kangaroos are sort of all back through the district. And I had to line up someone late this afternoon to drop some things off, and yeah, so yeah, while I was waiting for this guy, you know, I just unrolled my bed out onto the nice soft nature strip and kind of had a sort of an hour's sleep. That was good. And, you know, because I had an hour to wait before he came out, he got out of work, you know. And I was tired and I thought, oh, fuck it, you know, just go for a sleep. Just pull out your handy dandy little bedroll and go for it, you know. And, yeah. So here am I. Oh, doing 40k's an hour, 40, 50k's an hour, heading towards Bumfuckistan. I don't mind doing this speed, but at the end of a long day, you know, adding, sort of essentially doubling the fucking time for the trip home, you know, makes for a long trip. And, oh, fuck. And I don't want to be getting home really late, you know. But, some interesting things happened today. I had to deal with a number of women, and most of them were just, oh, fuck, my God, you know. I can see what they mean when they talk about women are just sort of irrational, and most of them are just irrational, and they can't sort of think straight, and, you know, they don't operate logically, they just, oh, my feelings, oh, you know. And some of them aren't that fucking bright, you know. You know, there's someone from one particular service, and just saying the simplest things, and I had to say everything like about three or four times, and it's just like, I didn't have to contain myself. It was like, would you just shut the fuck up and listen, you know, blah, 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 goodbye. No, it wasn't none of that, but, you know, I just sort of, you know, considering everything involved, what she was talking about was pretty fucking insignificant, and, so, you know, women who don't get basic shit and just go, you know, just fuck, you know. But anyway, and I had to deal with some men. And men, by and large, tend to be shitloads easier to deal with, you know. And that was really good. You know. And... oh, fuck. I circumvented the fucking system in a way that enabled me to get stuff done rather than having to deal with all the dickheads in a shop, you know. Just went to the loading bay and fucking did my stuff there, and, you know, got in. It took a while, but I got in. Got in, got out. Dealt only with guys who knew how to make orders, you know, and it was pretty good, you know. But So yeah, and I was in one particular supermarket and there was this woman, and she sort of down, she parked the shopping trolley in front sort of half the cat food, and she was down on her hands and knees mopping the other half of the fucking cat food up. You know, and she was sort of fidgeting through all these tins and putting all the tins in boxes and stuff. And I said, oh, you must really like cats, eh? You know? And voila! You know, the crazy cat lady. And she, you know how people age over time and they change, you know? Like I kind of sort of swear to God that that was one of my exes, but I can't be absolutely sure. She was absolutely fucking crazy. You know? And I said, it's all right, I'll come back later, you know. Oh, and she just carries on with all this shit, you know. And she says, what are you perving on me, you know? And fucking all this sort of mad shit. And perving is an Australian word that's sort of an abbreviation of pervert, you know. But it means, you know, having a good perv means checking someone out. And so, you know, if you're having a perv and she's, you know, and I looked at her and I thought, you mustn't have had a good fucking decades, you know. And, yeah, I didn't bite, I didn't react, I didn't respond, I didn't fucking anything. And I just sort of looked at her and thought, fuck, you're beyond help. And just walked off. And I'll come back when that fucking thing's out of the, when she's out of the way and I can get in there and get my cat food and stuff, you know. And, yeah, the crazy cat lady, you know, buying up like about fucking 40 tins of cat food, you know. And here's my favourite jump. It's a little bridge over a bloody irrigation channel, but it's so perfectly sort of shaped that it's really good to hit going a lot faster. You know, because if you get your speed right, the car going up, and when the bridge goes down, the rate of descent of the car is the same as the curve down on, as the curve down on the bridge. So you can sort of not really become, you can sort of become not really airborne, but more sort of gravity matching born, you know, matching the surface of the bridge or descent. It was quite nice, you know. So yeah, as I'm talking, I'm getting more and more tired, and I'm getting more and more sort of unconscious of the speed that I am doing. And yeah. That's not good. Oh yeah. What are some words? Because as you get more and more tired, you get sort of make more and more mistakes, and I'm sort of getting a little bit too close to sort of, I'm not about to fall asleep, but I'm kind of sort of getting there, you know. So, fuck. there's the crazy cat lady. She's really old. She's like about 60. You know. She had an ass that was sort of scrawny and sad. She was slim, but she had an ass that was sort of scrawny and sort of saggy, you know, from not having any muscle tone, you know. And she wasn't real good looking either, you know. But she was just mad, you know. Like, I can't be 100% certain that it was an ex. But fuck, I was just walking away going, was it really her? You know? Has the craziness slipped into fucking high gear and gone off to join, and she's mentally, she's gone off to join the Titanic, you know? Yeah, better keep the speed down. I'm expecting them to hop out, you know? Because this is the place for it. And they are around. See, this particular ex, oh God, you know, she'd grown up in a family where the mother was the drinker and the mother was the fucking, just the absolute crazy, you know. So she'd come out of that, you know, fractured like a bloody picture puzzle. And, she's always trying to adjust and compensate and line the fucking two ends up so that you get sort of the perfect match, you know. And, you know, it's like those people who, what's the words? Sort of, you know, like this chick, I think she really was kind of mad, you know. There's sort of been crazy as a result of growing up in a really crazy family, but then there's crazy which is malfunctions in the mind, you know. And I think what she was doing was that just having one of those, oh God, no moments, you know, where you just go, I don't believe this, you know. Well, she wasn't allergic to peanuts, but when I started offering her peanuts and peanut butter and stuff like that, she says, oh, you know, no, I better not have them because I might be allergic to them, you know. And you just think, oh, for fuck's sake, you know. And, and sort of any more sort of trying to sort of push the agenda, no, just because you think you might be doesn't mean you are, you know, so go ahead and have some, you know. Well, then she'd just dig the heels in deeper. And I think that was a whole fucking premises, you know? I think she actually was kind of mad. And when that sort of stuff goes unchecked, and you know, she'd rather chase feel goods, you know, rather than implementing ways and means of becoming grounded and stable. If it happens enough times, long enough over a long enough period of time, they just end up really fucking insane, you know. So I think it could have been her, but yeah, she was just a fucking disaster. The bona fide crazy cat lady. I'm about to fucking fall asleep. Not from sort of tired, but my eyes are about to close and I'm about to sort of, you know, go to sleep like that and then run off the road and hit a tree or some shit, so I might actually pull over just up here. Safer for all involved.